the poor widow. Towards the end of the life of Jesus, Jesus came into the temple, and he said to the disciples, "Be careful of the scribes who walk around in long robes and who love to be greeted when they walk through the market, and they want the best seats in the synagogues," that's like where the Jews met, it's like their church, "and yet they take money from widows, women who'd lost their husbands, and they just pretend to make long prayers. These will receive greater condemnation." So when Jesus comes back, these people will be resurrected and they will have to explain themselves to Jesus, and they will not be allowed to be in God's kingdom. So when we do anything for God, we shouldn't do it just so that others think good of us, like praying so that other people will see us pray and things like that, and wanting the best for me. To be a true Christian is to be quite different to that. To not want the best for me, the best place for me, and everybody to think that I'm the best. But to be humble and to be like Jesus. Now, this is very different to how people in the world understand life. Jesus sat down in the treasury, in the temple, and he watched how the people came into the treasury and threw money into the big collection trumpets. What they had big things like trumpets, and the rich people would throw in lots of coins and they would go clatter, 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 and it would make a big noise. So these scribes and the Pharisees, those who wanted to be seen of men, they came in and in front of everybody poured in lots of coins into these big trumpets to show that I'm being so generous to God. And then a poor widow came in and she threw in two tiny little coins called mites, which together make a farthing, very small, and they wouldn't have hardly been heard. Two little coins, click, click. And Jesus was very impressed with this, and he called the disciples to him and said, "Truly, I tell you, this poor widow has put more in to the treasury than all these other people who cast in lots of money, because they all gave of their abundance. But she, out of her poverty, out of her poorness, threw in all that she had, even all her living." So this poor old lady had given her last two coins, and it seemed nobody noticed. But Jesus did notice. So when we do something for God, when we give what is a lot for us, Jesus notices. He's very sensitive to that. And in the eyes of God, it's not a case of how much you give, but it's how much you give compared to what you've got. So these rich people put a lot of coins in, clinkety, clinkety, clink. They went in the trumpet, made a big noise, but they had lots of money and gold back at home. This poor lady gave absolutely everything she had, and she didn't have a husband to support her. So in the eyes of God, she gave more than everybody. And Jesus went out of the temple, and one of the disciples said to him, "Master, look at what great stones there are, and what kind of great buildings there are in this temple." And Jesus replied, "Do you see these great buildings? There comes a time where there won't be left one stone upon another which will not be thrown down." So all the things that seem to us so stable, and yes, this house, that big building is going to be here forever, it will all come down at some time. And especially when Jesus comes back, everything like that is going to be shaken and will all come down. So people spend their whole lives to try to get money to buy a great house, maybe made of big stones that looks very impressive, but it's nothing, and it will all come down. And so we learn from all this that God and Jesus look at things very differently to how we do. And we've got to try to look at life how they do.